Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Spera. Bernard Madoff, the Master. On April 14th, 2021, in the federal prison of Butner, North Carolina, an 82-year-old inmate died. This man was Bernard Madoff, one of the biggest swindlers in history, the mastermind of the most elaborate Ponzi scheme. The businessman was at the head of one of the main investment companies on Wall Street when he was arrested in 2008. His pyramid represented a volume of nearly $65 billion. If Bernie Madoff was able to pull off such a titanic scam, it's because he didn't come from just anywhere. Initially a self-taught entrepreneur, he gradually became a key figure on Wall Street. By contributing to the development of automatic processing of stock market transactions, he became a major player in the birth of NASDAQ. He even presided over the organization for several years. Thanks to his excellent reputation in the financial world, he set up an investment fund alongside his company. The fund was, in fact, a gigantic Ponzi scheme. With the utmost discretion, Bernie Madoff built a list of hand-picked clients, large fortunes, but also banks and other investment funds. He offered a 17% annual rate of return to his clients, to whom he sent a daily follow-up of the fund's transactions by mail. In order to pay the investors, Madoff simply used the money of the most recent clients and never invested these sums in the stock market as he claimed. As early as 1999, some analysts expressed doubts, but Madoff's reputation was too great an obstacle. In 2005, one of them publicly accused the fund of being a scam, but the American Financial Markets Supervisory Organization found nothing conclusive in their 2006 investigation. However, during the global financial crisis of 2008, the system collapsed and was thus revealed to the public. Because of the crisis, many investors wanted to withdraw their money. But, of course, the fund didn't have the money. In December 2008, Bernie Madoff confesses to his fraud and is arrested by the FBI. He pleads guilty, avoiding a trial before a grand jury. His assets are seized, his company liquidated, and he receives the maximum sentence of 150 years without parole. About $10 billion are recovered. In the criminal's entourage, other accusations and arrests are made, as investigations reveal the existence of accomplices among his collaborators and the numerous beneficiaries of the fraud. One of Madoff's sons even commits suicide after being accused of profiting from his father's scam. Even as an old man in ill health, Bernie Madoff imparts his financial advice to other inmates. In 2017, it was reported he'd acquired a monopoly on chocolate to sell it more expensively to his fellow inmates. When Madoff died in 2021, he had 138 years left to serve in prison. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.